information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in on today. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood, and certainly we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to have a discussion with you on today on our topic for today, a ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. It's a sign of the times. Are we under the divine judgment of God? And certainly when we look at the issues that we're facing in society of inflation, lawlessness, and murder by abortion, there are so many things that are going on because we have turned our backs on God as a nation. And certainly he said in his word, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, amen, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. That is certainly what we need on today in America, and we need it all over this whole wide world. This world needs a healing. And let me remind you, amen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. That call to get to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Certainly, we have to understand that no man living, past, present, or future, no matter how we want to look at it, man don't have the answer, no matter who we put in the White House. It matters not who's president, but what matters most is who's resident in your life. Do you have Christ Jesus in your life? If whoever we vote for is put in the chair in the White House, 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us to pray for those who are in authority. So we're not telling you to vote Democrat or Republican, Trump, Biden, Harris, or whoever the case might be. We're telling you to vote the Bible. Whoever's platform comes the closest to the Word of God as a Christian on today, it's impossible for you to vote for someone who stands for abortion, who stands for legalizing marijuana, who stands for all these other things that are contrary to the Word of God, which are not convenient for a Christian, because the Apostle Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe it is over there, he said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. And then the Bible tells us also as Christians to abstain from all forms of evil. It tells us to flee sin. Anything connected with lawlessness, with things contrary to the Word of God, we don't have a right. You know, a lot of times we like to say we have a right for certain things. But as Christians, you have to understand, you have all the rights that you can have to stand based in the Word of God. So listen, you have rights in the land because we have dual citizenship. I understand that too. We have constitutional rights. But know and understand when the law of the land stands in stark contrast or goes against the word of God, you are under no obligation to obey that, because Jesus said, or God said in his word, you have been bought with a price. You are not your own. So being that you don't even belong to yourself, you don't have a right to say, I got a right to do this, or I got a right to do that. You need to understand that God wants total control, or he will have no control at all in your life. So it's important for us as Christians on today, make sure we know the word of God. When we vote, vet the candidate first. Do your homework. Check it out and make sure what they stand for. And if they stand for things that line up with the word of God, then my friend, you're going the right way, because you can never go wrong doing right. But we want you to understand, a lot of times we vote on impulse, and we are persuaded so many times by what other people have to say about situations. That's not a good way. That's not a good stand that we should take as Christians. If we don't stand on the word of God and trust and believe that God is going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus, then we are serving a lost cause. Amen. 904-831-0917. That call to get you to the studio, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. And we were talking about inflation on the first part of the broadcast. And I have one more article here that says how food prices have changed over the past 5 years. This is dated August 14th, 2024. A central issue has plagued the Biden administration for most of its term: the steep rise in grocery prices. Polls have consistently found that inflation remains a top concern for voters who have seen their budgets squeezed. A YouGov poll published last month found that 64% of Americans said that inflation was a very serious problem. That's 64%. That's pretty much two-thirds of the population say that inflation is a very serious problem. And when it comes to inflation, several surveys suggested that Americans were most concerned about grocery prices. Despite the gloom about grocery costs, food price increases have generally been cooling for months. On Wednesday, new data on inflation for July will show if the trend has continued. Economists in a Bloomberg survey think that inflation overall probably climbed by 3% from a year earlier, in line with a 3% rise in June. That sort of reading would probably keep officials at the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates in September. Investors who were recently rattled by signs of an economic slowdown have looked to cut rates as a support for markets. Some voters have blamed President Joe Biden for rising prices, pointing out that food costs have soared over the past 4 years. Former President Donald Trump, when accepting the Republican nomination last month, highlighted grocery costs and said that he would make America affordable again. In the year through June, grocery prices rose 1.1%, a significant slowdown from a peak of 13.5% in August 2022. Many consumers might not be feeling relief, though, because food prices overall have not fallen but have continued to increase, albeit at a slower rate compared with 4 years ago. Grocery prices are up about 20%. So certainly when we look at the issue of inflation, again, I'm pointing it back to the Word of God, what I read in the first half of the broadcast from coming from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. And it says, because man has turned his back on God, the wrath of God has been revealed from heaven against all unrighteousness of men who hold the righteousness of God in truth, but yet they continue to do things contrary to his holy word. Amen. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment.
Pastor Davis. How are you this afternoon?
Hello, Brother Jim. How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good.
Feel good.
Yeah, I have read that article as far as Kamala Harris addressing pricing in North Carolina at a rally. I can tell you from personal experience as a child of the 70s that price control does not work. I watched it towards the end of the Gerald R. Ford's administration and all through the Jimmy Carter administration, and what occurred whenever they tried to restrict prices, we actually had shortages. So you actually saw some items disappear from the shelves. You saw some companies go out of business because they could not compete. Another thing that was common during that era as well was stagflation, was something called shrinkflation, where instead of getting 12 ounces of a product for $5, you got 10 ounces of product for the same $5. And that is what will happen if you try to control the consumer market. You have to let the consumer market control itself, because it's just the nature of bartering, and that's how it works. When you artificially try to control something, you've taken away any stimulus for a producer of goods or services to have initiative to make more money. Why should I bust my behind for 10 hours to make 25% less than I was last year? Then I got to compete. It just doesn't work.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Jim. And certainly, you know, I always like to reflect back to my childhood, because I do believe that those were the best days. It seemed like we didn't have much back in the 60s, but what we had, I mean, God blessed us. Let me put it that way. God is the one that blessed us with the things that we had. So, and then let me also point out the fact that I had a very good mother that was very productive, you know, in everything. She knew how to make the best out of everything. Let me say this too. We were poor people, but Mama had a way of doing things, especially when she prepared meals or when she did certain things. She did it in a way to where it didn't let you realize that you were poor. I mean, in a sense. I mean, let me put it that way. They knew how, they had a value that they placed on everything. And again, they made the best out of everything. Going back to what I said earlier in the broadcast, I do remember the egg prices, the bread prices, so forth and so on back in the 60s. And I have to wonder, I mean, why are things so out of control on today? I mean, when it comes down to food prices, the United States, I mean, we ship food to hungry and needy countries all over the world, yet there are starving people right here in the USA that need that same food and that need that same money. I mean, you know, we send billions of dollars of support everywhere, but yet our own country is lacking. I mean, again, getting back to what I said about those who hold the truth of God in unrighteousness, how they have chosen to take another path. That's why I believe we are seeing this spike in inflation and so many other things that's contrary to the Word of God. And I don't want to get too far away from what the subject is and what you have said, you know, concerning, because you explained it very well. I mean, and that's, you got a lot of knowledge in those areas, and I appreciate you, you know, for that, Brother Jim. You got a lot of knowledge in many areas concerning things like that. And I get so excited when you call in, because I know that I'm going to get something good from what you have to say. And there are many others that will call in, you know, that's very beneficial to this program, to Let's Face the Issues, that call in with great things to help support the topics for discussion of the day. But certainly what you said and what I'm saying right now, I hope will help someone else who may be listening in today for the first time. Because they need to know, Brother Jim, even from the past, you know, how things were, and compare that to the way that things are right now, and come to realize that It's not only the wrath of God, but then when we look at those who we have failed to vet before we vote them into office, they are the ones that's kind of directly responsible for the things being the way they are, because they are doing things outside of the word of God. They don't believe in God. They don't have God as their Lord and Savior. So that means they have a reprobate mind. And I believe the book of Romans chapter 1, these same verses that I'm reading on today, the many times that men turn away from God, and if you start in verse number 18, where I started from at the beginning of the broadcast, and when you get to the end of that same chapter, every three or four verses, mankind began to sink to a new low, and God kept letting them have their way, and he kept giving them over, letting them have their way with things until when he gave them over to that reprobate mind. Reprobate means you are damned. You are under judgment. Now, somebody can pray for you all they want to pray for. Now, from what I understand about being reprobate, especially under the hand of God, the Bible says, whom God cursed, no man can bless. So that's telling me, no matter how much I pray for a person who is reprobate, if they don't have it in their hearts and minds to repent and turn back to God, because you always got a chance as long as you got breath in your body, blood still running warm in your veins, you always have that chance to repent and go back to God. He is that type of God. But if you continue to live on in sin and your conditions go from worse to worse, then understand that when you leave this place, if he calls you home, because the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So listen, when you leave here, you're going somewhere. But what we're trying to do as pastors and ministers is to encourage you to give your life over to Christ Jesus, so that when you leave here, you can go and be with him and not have to go to a devil's hell. Certainly no one deserves that. But we want to make sure we keep it in context. All the things that we have discussed, what you had to say a little while ago, we want to make sure that that lines up with the context of what we're saying. This is a ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. And when we put these people in office who are not abiding by the word of God, they are passing laws, they are doing certain things, and a lot of them do it for favoritism. When we look at how President Trump had us pretty much energy independent a few years ago, we didn't have to buy oil from Saudi Arabia. We had it, and then the gas prices started going down. As soon as the administration changed, they shut off the pipeline. They did some other things that caused us now to have to go back to buying oil from the foreign countries. Now our prices have gone back up, and in some places, going through the roof. So that's the reason we're seeing so much inflation, and I appreciate your comment on today about the inflation, how the supply and demand and certain things, all that kind of stuff works together. But what I certainly want to say to everybody, hold on to God's unchanging hand, especially if you are a Christian, and God will see us through no matter what the situation might be. I keep myself rooted and grounded in the word. When we go, amen, back to his word, he told us that if we bring the tithes to the storehouse, he said, prove me now if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it. He is letting us know that no matter what the situation is, if we abide by his holy word, a lot of people don't believe in tithes, but I'm a tithe believer. And God has proven himself to me faithful so many times over and over again, simply because I bring my tithe to the storehouse, to the church. We have to plant it in good ground, productive ground. And if we do that, God has promised that he'll supply all of our need. And he went down further in that same book and told us that he'll rebuke the devourer, the cankerworm, and all of those that come to devour what he has blessed us with. He'll rebuke the devourer, and he'll cause our ground to bring forth plenty. So guess what? If that's the kind of God that promised that, and he's able to fulfill all the things that he said in his holy, that's the kind of God I want to be serving. So certainly, thank you again, Brother Jim, for your comments. I believe we got another call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Thank you very much, Brother. I was talking to one of my cousins the other day, and I mentioned something about politics. He lives in Puerto Rico. And I guess his answer, oh, no, I don't get into politics. I don't want to know anything about it. And I was in my mind, wait a minute, so how are you going to vote? You know what I'm saying? When election time comes, who started that nonsense in the churches saying that if you are a Christian, you're not supposed to get into politics? I'd rather have you as the mayor of Jacksonville that have the one, the crazy loony that we have now in charge. Because when I read the Bible, there's so many Christians in power. They were hand-to-hand with the main leader. But now there's something going on in the churches. Oh, no, you don't get in politics. Who came up with that idea? And I know that's not biblical. Now, you're going to go into politics to be corrupted and to be do evil things. Don't get in it. But if you're going to be that voice and that vote of common sense, morals, and reasoning, you know what I mean? I approve it. Who came up with that idea, bro? That's my main question. I think we see this nonsense through the United States and worldwide is because the Christian community has says, oh, no, I don't need to get in there. Uh-uh, no. So they let the field open for the people with the reprobate mind. And that's where we see all this craziness. I want you to comment on that, brother. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Brother Jose, for your comments. And certainly that's the general direction that we're trying to go with this discussion on today. When we said to vet the candidate, well, going back to what you just got finished saying, there's something else you can do. You can run for the office. Now, again, they talk about the separation of church and state and how your Christians shouldn't get involved in politics. Let's go back to the Bible. When we go to the book of Daniel, we can see that Daniel was a high official, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for the king during that time. And certainly if we go, amen, to the book of Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer for the king, and then so forth and so on. There are so many other examples in the Bible where we see the people of God. We go back to Joseph, amen, that's in the book of Genesis, how Joseph, amen, he was the supreme ruler over the land of Egypt, simply because God promoted him for being faithful to him. He went from the pit to the palace in one day. So that's what we need. We need godly people in positions of authority that can help influence the way things go or ought to go in this country and in this world based upon the word of God. I certainly have to trust and believe that God is pleased when such a thing happens. Even right now, if you're not running for office, then you ought to make yourself present, find your way down to the city council meetings or to the school board meetings to find out what's going on in your city, what's going on with your kids out at the school. You know, the school is a mess. So many things are going on, and I'll be getting to another part of that in just a few minutes about the lawlessness in the land, and I know I won't get a chance to cover everything here, but we have to understand that in the schools, our children are being confused because we're looking at gender reassignment. How they're saying that certain ones want to be called by a pronoun instead of what they were actually birthed in the world to be. All of this is lawlessness. It is a lie against the truth of the word of God. We even have Supreme Court justices that can't define what a woman is. I find that to be preposterous. And this is the reason why I'm trying today with all my heart and soul to get you to know and understand this world is a ball of confusion without Jesus Christ. We need God in our lives. We need him to rule and reign in every area of life so that life can be lived here the way that God intended for it to be. Amen. So thank you so much, Brother Jose, for your comments. And getting back to the word of God, what I was quoting from the book of Malachi, when we go to Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 11, God said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, that's a people who have been blessed because they are obeying God, they are trusting in his word, and they are counting on God to supply all of their needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen? So that's the direction we're trying to go. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. I'm trying to get you to believe in God with all your heart and soul so that when it comes down to making the right decision, we won't make a lawless decision. Amen? So here I'm going to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. And this is something else that we see that's prevailing in our land on today, and the word of God speaks to this issue. It says, verse number 1, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." That's what we have in the land on today. The devil is in control. He has taken complete control because we have turned our backs on God. And he goes further to say, "Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." So this is what we're trying to do on today. And we're just about out of time, but I do want you to know on today, it's very important for us to keep our hearts and minds inclined in the word of God, rooted and grounded in the faith, so that when Jesus returns, we won't be judged with the rest of the unbelieving world. So certainly, it's very important for us to know that on today. That's why we see the ball of confusion. That's why we see the signs of the time. Jesus said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, famines, pestilence in the whole land." But he said, "When you see these things, do not fear, for these things must be, but the end is not yet." So certainly, we want you to take heart, take courage, be encouraged on today. Trust in God, amen. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then, that way, when he comes, you'll be able to go back with Jesus when he comes. Certainly, again, we want to thank God for all of you on today. Thank you so kindly for listening in on today. That's all the time we have. Certainly, we want you to tune in with us the next time, as once again, we will face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Her name is Jenny, and maybe like you, she and her husband got tired of their health care getting more and more expensive, so they did it. They went with MediShare.
We signed on with MediShare in March, had a really great experience. It was super easy to get going with them. And then in October of that same year, we found out that I had stage 3 breast cancer.
We were put at ease with MediShare, guiding us and walking with us and saying that they're going to be praying for us.
It's very intentional how they try to bless people when they know this is one of the hardest things that they're going through.
They